Pat Carrigan here, and also on the line is Chris Bellini, the Blue Jean movie critic. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
I know you've got a movie to talk about that's being released today, but I have to sort of inquire at least about A Wrinkle in Time.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that, okay, because here's the thing, and like I said, this is a subjective thing when you talk about films. Wrinkle in Time, I know it's supposed to be a big movie for Disney. You got Reese Witherspoon, you got Oprah Winfrey, but it's one of those rare movies where I've read about it, I've seen previews about it, and not only did I never read the book, so I'm in that crowd. I never walked away from seeing anything that hooked me. I wasn't hooked by the preview. I really had a low level of interest about this movie. Now, I know people that have seen it, and they haven't been pleased with it, but I don't think it was necessarily the crowd that Disney was you know, guys
looking
like me,
for,
I don't think
yeah.
Disney was making Wrinkle
yeah.
by Time. I think it's a family film. I'm sure, you know, Disney wouldn't put money behind it if it wasn't going to make a lot of money for them. But, you know, I just didn't get the hook about it. I don't know. Did you read the book? Did you feel
No,
connected?
I didn't read the book. I've only seen the trailers, as you suggested. And it does seem very visually stunning. Like, it could have a lot of that to it. But you're right. Everything else I've read about it is sort of not, you know, not earth-shattering in any way.
Well, like I said, like, sometimes those costumes, you see them. Maybe it was a little too Willy Wonka-ish for me
yeah,
at the moment.
Yeah, yeah,
maybe
yeah.
I wanted a little shade, a little something darker, and that's why, ultimately...
Because that's
you know,
just
and I will
the kind
say,
of guy
we're gonna,
you are, Chris.
We're talking about Strangers Pray at Night, and I will say, let me just throw out from the start, the first film from 2008 with Liv Tyler and Scott Speedman, I loved it. I thought it was fantastic. It was simple, but it was very effective. It created suspense. You had plenty of jump scares. And what I really liked about it is it created this atmosphere. It had this ability to leave you with these unsettling moments. And this is stuff that you take with you after the film. And I know that's not everybody's bag of tea, but I've seen these movies for decades. And to see a movie that could do that really got me excited. And when I heard they were doing a sequel, I'm like, whoa, they're going to revisit the same material. They're going to continue the story forward. And that's why I was a little more drawn to Strangers Pray at Night, just so you know.
Okay, just I had a feeling that was it because you're a darker kind of guy.
Now, obviously, this one's a little bit different. This one stars Christina Hendricks, Bailey Madison, and the story's pretty simple. You got Cindy, played by Hendricks. She's going on a road trip with her husband and the two kids. They have to stop at a secluded mobile home park to stay with some relatives. You know, when you hear secluded mobile home park,
uh-oh,
trouble's coming. But, of course, the park's a little mysteriously deserted. They get settled into their unit really nicely, and everything's going well until three masked strangers show up, and these guys are looking for blood. Now, of course, a simple family trip is going to turn into a nightmare, and everybody is going to try to struggle to survive the night. To give you a little flavor, here's a scene from the film. The two kids actually have found their missing relatives. They've been murdered, and they're rushing to tell their parents about them and kind of explain to them about their grisly discovery.
Where was this? Where did you see this?
In one of the trailers. One of the trailers was open, and we went inside. I'm not messing with you, I swear.
He's not back. We both swear.
They're all cut up. Okay, get Kinsey back in the trailer.
What?
Take Kinsey back to the trailer.
Okay.
Call the police and lock the door, okay?
And there you go, yeah.
Here's the thing. Now, I was listening to that. So I'll tell you this. Yeah, sure, there are a few nice moments, and maybe some diehard fans will enjoy some of the suspense. It's one of those movies you'll definitely want to yell at the screen about, but I got to tell you, the film was disappointing. You listen to that scene. What do you do when you're in a secluded mobile park and you find two butchered people? You split the family up and you want to go look at them yourself? No, you get in the car, you drive, you call the police.
But no. They don't do it, right?
Well, obviously, here's the thing. There's three things about it. I'll wrap it up for you quickly. The big letdown was the story, the setup, the structure of the film, very similar to 2008 film. Not even like a sequel. It was more like a reimagining of the original film. So there wasn't anything groundbreaking, fresh, and inventive. That was disappointing. And, you know, when you see movies like this, I get it. There's a suspension of disbelief you got to throw in there. But I got to tell you, some of the decisions these characters make, they got a little bit too repetitive. They're running back and forth into the same different homes. They're not getting off the property. You know, they're not making smart choices. And when you do stuff like that, it really distracts you from the story. And really, you know, when you say, oh, come on, too many times.
Uh-oh.
I'll just give you one. If you're witnessing a high level of people being butchered,
yes,
and you find a gun,
yes,
you use it.
Yes.
If you don't want to use the gun, well, say you're a pacifist. I'm okay with that. But you never put it down out of your sight. Put it in your pocket.
Yeah.
Put it in your jacket. So they were doing a lot of things like that just really kind of got distracting for me. So ultimately, yes, there's something there for some people that are diehard fans, but mostly it was very disappointing, and I'd say maybe this is one of those ones you wait for Netflix or the DVD because it just didn't deliver for me.
Yeah, a scary movie has got to have scares in it. That's the law.
And there are a few of those. But, I mean, they're very reminiscent of the ones from 2008, and they're too far and few between those original ones. You know, a lot of people were going like, come on, and then they were actually calling out like, that's going to be an animal. And they open the door, and out walks the dog. So when the audience is kind of calling ahead of time.
Yeah, never a good sign.
Best thing.
All right, very good. That is Strangers Pray at Night, and not a very rousing round of support from Chris Bellini about that one. So maybe we'll skip that one or wait till it streams. Thanks for that, Chris. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you in a week.
All right, have a good one.
All right, that's Chris Bellini on KSRO.